It's so bad. It's in the game. Today we're adding two of the greatest football games ever to our endless list of games here on It's So Bad. So, today we're talking about two games in particular. We're going to be talking about Tecmo Super Bowl and also John Madden 93.
One of the first
Madden games on console, and the one that I think that got the franchise popular. Just Madden, yeah.
It was John Madden.
So I'm here with today, Dan. How are you?
Couldn't be better, Mike. Feeling real good on a Saturday afternoon, just sipping a few Coors Lights and chatting with two of my boys here.
Yep.
How are you doing, Mr. Chris?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm going to plan to have as many beers as Antonio Cromartie has kids.
Nice.
Stellar.
I think you would die.
I don't think I literally brought enough beers.
I think he has 12, I think he has 12 or 13 kids.
He actually has more now.
At least all the beers have the same name.
We're going to be talking about football. If you don't like football and you like video games, which is something that happens, people don't like football but like video games, I'm sorry. But this is one of these games is one of the greatest games of all time that we're going to be talking about.
Which one?
Yes. And the other one is very important, has a very distinguished legacy, but we'll talk about this. But first off, what have you guys been doing? You guys have been doing in video games. What are you guys thinking about?
I sold my Switch.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bought a Switch, looked at the box, took it out, hooked it up, didn't play anything, didn't do anything for a week.
Quite the video game fan you are.
Put it right back in the fucking box, sold it, gone.
So let me ask you.
Made myself some money.
This is just because you like, I would assume, retro games more than modern games?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Like in the last week I've played, I have an emulator on my Nintendo Wii at home.
Right.
And that's how I play all my old games, 8-bit, 16-bit, stuff like that. And I've played that 3 times in the last week.
Oh, there you go.
And just, you know, the whole Switch, it's just getting in there. And I'm cheap, too. So spending the money
right.
and, like, downloading games and doing all this, I'm like, ah, do I really want to commit? And, you know, I just got cold feet and got rid of the damn thing.
I will say the Nintendo Switch Online sucks. But they do have, it's all Nintendo games. They do have Tecmo Bowl on there. So I'll dick around with it upstairs and downstairs because it's portable. So that's a little bit something. They have Twinbee on there, which I've been digging around with as well. The shooter. But yeah, since I have all those games, it's kind of pointless.
Right. My initial goal was to get the Pokemon game and play that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more and more I thought about it, I'm like, I got this fucking shit on my phone. You know, what am I, you know, what the fuck? It's just the same shit. And I got, you know, the old, I got DS games. I got all kinds of shit I could still play. So, you know, I need money.
Don't we all? So what have you been doing, Mr. Chris?
So I don't know if I touched on this in the last episode I did, but I bought the new Dragon Quest. Put 20 hours in.
Oh, you did. You
returned
said you,
it.
You, the last time I talked to you.
It was.
Wait. Hold on a second. Let's back up.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, you said that you were planning on playing it.
Yep.
Because you had a lot of time off. And now you have it. You played 20 hours and you returned it?
Yes. So I had a vacation, a little staycation.
Yes.
And I bought Dragon Quest, put 20 hours in.
Yes.
And I said, this is painfully boring and repetitive. I returned it within the 7 days.
Have you played a Dragon Quest game before?
Yes.
So what was the last one you played?
I don't remember. It was one of the PS2 ones. But I liked the Nintendo ones.
Right.
And then I played one of the PS2 ones. Didn't really get too far in it. But I was like, you know, this one seems like it's going to be more up my alley for RPGs that I like. But it just wasn't, you know? So I returned it. And then, you know, after that time investment, I just couldn't be bothered to buy another RPG.
Yeah.
So I started replaying Godzilla for the PS4, which surprisingly still has a robust online community. And,
weird.
You know, been messing people up in that. been playing, well, keeping my all my career modes going in NCAA 2012.
And also Fire Pro Wrestling, obviously.
Fire Pro Wrestling, yeah. Also been playing Ultraman Club on the Famicom.
Oh, Ultraman Club.
It's never played it. It's good. It's like a Mega Man-style platformer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's good.
Mm. It's good. We got to do some Famicom games only.
I guess, yeah.
On this at some point. I do want to do...
Start it off with Ultraman.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a game
That'll get the plays.
Game called a game called Sweet Home, which
oh,
is
oh yes, yes.
Which is the forerunner to Resident Evil. The guy who made it made a Famicom game called Sweet Home.
And the rich get richer.
Yeah. So that's funny. So how did you can return games that you play for 20 hours?
So I just store in credit? Case this happened.
Sounds morally
just in
gray
case
area.
This happened. I went to GameStop and they said we have a used copy. Oh. And I said, so you can do a used, you can return a used game in 7 days, no question yeah. asked, get your money back.
That is crazy to me.
Wow.
That you would do.
That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome.
I just wouldn't do that.
Of course you know. Of course Chris knows the loopholes of
Listen,
you know.
I know the
hustling the video game store.
No, but normally though, I download my games digitally without even trying them first. But for some reason, for this one, I said nope. I feel like I should go and buy a physical disc. And then they said, "Hey, we have a used one." I said, "I'll take that. I'll take that."
I see games like that game I look at and I like want to play it, and then I look up on my favorite website howlongtobeat.com and I see that it's 100 hours just to beat it, not to complete it, 100 hours just to beat it, and I'm like, the fuck am I gonna get 100 hours from? Where am I gonna get that in my life currently?
Again, this was I was on a staycation. I don't have kids know that shit. I can put 100 hours in probably like 3 days.
I can't even without kids, I can't imagine. I couldn't imagine putting in 100 hours in even without kids.
Listen, when I'm on my annual November staycation, I just go into a black hole of just unproductivity and video game playing, and that's it.
If I like really want to play a game and beat it, like 60 hours is like my max. If it's over 60 hours, I'm like, nope, not even going to attempt it.
I think the last Tales of game, Tales of Berseria, I think I basically 100% of that game. I think I put like 80 to 90 hours in on that game.
Yeah. Ugh. I put 100 hours. Last game I put 100 hours in was Breath of the Wild. I put 100 hours in that game. Mm. That game was just really good, so that's why I put it
All
in
All of
there.
You listening should go play Tales of Berseria.
And Breath
Don't
of the Wild.
Don't be fools.
But today we are talking about two sports games. Sports games. Two of the
sports.
Two games to our list. This is the first episode where we're going to add two games to our endless list, and they're going to be sports games.
Two of the best tactical RPGs of all time.
Tactical RPGs. They are football games, American football games, and they are known as Tecmo Super Bowl, not to be confused with Tecmo Bowl, but Tecmo Super Bowl, and John Madden 1993 for both the SNES and the Genesis, and Tecmo Super Bowl, specifically the Tecmo Super Bowl for Nintendo, because... people don't really talk about the Super Nintendo and Genesis ones.
No.
So what are you guys, your history with these franchises? And let's talk about Tecmo Super Bowl first.
Well, I had Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl growing up.
You did?
I did. Yep. I used to play, when I was younger, I used to play more Tecmo Bowl. But in my older years, I played Tecmo Super Bowl a lot more. And we were talking about it before we started, but I'm a big fan of going to TecmoBowl.org, where they put out kind of like the hacked, updated rosters.
Yeah.
And I like playing those every year. Those are lots of fun.
Do you buy the actual new cartridges?
No. I just download the ROMs for those. But cool. If I had like a means to put it on my AVS, I would love to play them on actual... if I get like a... how is it? The cart. You can buy.
Yeah, EverDrive.
The EverDrive, yes. Yeah. I would like to get one of those so I can actually put those ROMs and play them on actual hardware.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be a hoot, I think.
What's your history with the Madden franchise?
So Madden, I was a bit of a late bloomer.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get into Madden till maybe in the 2000s.
Okay.
And
I think a lot of people got into it then.
And, you know, perhaps I will we'll touch on this a little bit later, but I'm actually a little bit more of a fan of the NCAA side of things than I am of the Madden games.
Hot take.
But I do typically, I did not buy this year's Madden. I typically buy Madden every year. But I kind of had a little bit of a personal protest against buying Madden this year because I feel like, you know, it was just a cash grab this year.
It is every year.
It yes, is. I'm but, sorry. But yeah. So I mean, you know, it took me a while to kind of come around to that. But I mean, Madden is probably one of my most favorite games to play online.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Yeah. It's been hard. It's
yeah.
Been
hard. I mean, so I never had Tecmo Bowl or Tecmo Super Bowl growing up. I never even don't think played them until I was in college, or even post college, because I remember buying it for the virtual console on the Wii. The original Tecmo Bowl. And I remember really liking it then because that's when it kind of came back into style when the virtual console came back. But yeah, I don't really have a lot of history with that. I did have Madden growing up, like the 16-bit Madden games, but not the Tecmo Bowl. What about you, Dan?
Originally I had just like some crappy football game for, I think it was Super Nintendo. And I don't know if it was like... I don't know what the hell the company was, but they released, like, it was the same company that did RBI Baseball for NES and shit like that. Yeah. You know,
Jalico?
Was it? I don't remember.
The same company.
But, yeah, you know, it was just plain old football, pick a couple plays, do this. But when Nintendo 64... Well,
that's Bases Loaded, not RBI Baseball, but yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But anyway, I remember going to the Woburn Bowlodrome and playing NFL Blitz on the arcade machines. And you'd have to pay 75 cents for one quarter of football.
That's ridiculous.
So I'd have to pay $3
to play it. Did you bring your N64 pack with you? Because you could put your memory pack into NFL Blitz machines.
No. No. Yeah,
they did
that. And then what does that get you?
You can transfer your records, I think.
Because there's a, as you're aware, there's a barcade that's you know, just a little bit north of us that has NFL Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know.
And also a recreational marijuana dispensary.
As of today.
If you're into those things.
Yeah.
Imagine that combo. Well, that's a good. That's a good.
Right?
But nevertheless.
Imagine what's going on in that parking lot today.
So you're, yeah, that's opening today. This actually will be published in right as the football season starts the playoffs. But yes, we're recording in the middle of December.
Yes.
But continue. You said that you used to go to the Bowlodrome to play NFL Blitz.
And play some Blitz. And I remember getting it for the N64 that year for Christmas and just going hog wild on that game for months and months and months. You know, it was no fantastic memories, you know, regarding the game. Just really enjoyed the game at the time and, you know, would always be the Patriots, throw a lot of screen passes, stuff like that, and yada, yada, yada.
But you never played really Madden or Tecmo Bowl?
No. I always thought Tecmo Bowl was, you know, just aggravating as hell. And then, you know, Madden, I never understood the hype. I've always been a person to avoid hype, you know. When people tell me, oh, it's the best song, it's the best movie, blah, 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 blah. You know, that just makes me hate things less.
Yeah.
Or hate things more, rather.
Yeah, just to talk about Tecmo Bowl for a little bit. This game is Tecmo Super Bowl. It's pretty well regarded. ESPN, for some reason, I don't know why, they made a list of the best sports video games of all time, and they named Tecmo Super Bowl the best sports video game of all time.
I don't think that's that hot of a take. Tecmo Bowl, I don't think, holds up.
No.
But I think Tecmo Super Bowl, I think, holds up. I mean, there's, like, competitive tournaments around the country.
Yeah, we'll get in. We'll talk about it.
All right.
Hey. You stay in your place.
Stay in my lane.
So PC...
You're ruining it.
PC Magazine named it the number 10 most influential game of all time, not just sports game.
I mean, have they played Cuphead?
Number 4 on the list.
Games Radar named it the number 27 on their top NES games. EGM and IGN both respectively put them in their top 100 games. It's very well regarded, and it's also should be noted that this is, like, of all time, it's Tecmo Bowl was, like, the fifth American football game, like, ever made. Tecmo Bowl, the original Tecmo Bowl.
Really?
Yes.
Because I feel like Atari must have had, like, 10.
I think they had like 3 or 4. Because they before this they had On the NES, there were no games except for 10-Yard Fight before Tecmo Bowl. After Tecmo Bowl, there was a whole bunch that came out. There was an NFL game. There is like Pro Player or something like that. There's a few other ones. But then Tecmo Super Bowl came out later in the NES lifespan. It actually came out in December of 1991, made by Tecmo. So this is a game that's made by Japanese people who had no idea about American football. And they were just, they thought they wanted to make a tactical game. Like, honestly, they wanted to make a game about tactics. So they chose American football. And it was originally an arcade game. Have you guys ever seen the arcade game?
No.
Have you ever seen the arcade game?
No.
The Tecmo Bowl arcade game?
No.
It's one of those arcade games.
It's probably at that Salem bar.
Might be.
I don't know.
Oh, no, they're all, you know, they love this. It's like mini Brighton up there, dude. They're, everyone, you know, they all love this old school shit, you know, people wearing bell bottoms and all this crap.
All you Massachusetts listeners are just soaking in the references right now.
All those hip kids with bell bottoms.
Hipsters. There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, very good. So the Tecmo Bowl, the arcade game, had two side-by-side screens. So they were like the X-Men arcade game, which I think actually had three screens. So that's something. Which explains why it's like wide and the field goes left to right.
Hey, ready? Oh, yeah.
He did it. He did it, everybody.
We're talking football. It's going to happen.
But yes, so Tecmo Bowl came out in 88 or 87. And John Madden, the original John Madden, comes out in 80.
I thought you like missed the next line or something.
No, so the Japanese creators Akihiko Shimoji, yes, I'm saying it right, and Shinichiro Tomy, they.
There's no way you're getting it 100%. No way.
I got it. I think I actually got it.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually. It might be.
Good on you. I know you guys dabble.
Tomie. But that's Tomie. That's their names. They actually would watch tapes of football because it would be broadcast on satellite and they'd tape it on VHS or whatever, beta, whatever they used in Japan at the time. And they'd watch the plays and they'd write them down as they happened. And that's how they came up with the play system. And they had like nobody consulting with them about what football was. They just wanted to make a game, which is crazy to me that a Japanese company would at all care about an American football game.
I hope one of them went on to coach high school football.
In Japan?
Awesome.
Yeah, right? But imagine, you know, you watch a certain game. Say you're watching the Lions and Barry Sanders just goes off that day. You know, Barry Sanders is going to get juiced up in that game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
They're not watching, you know, a whole season's worth of football.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like if you right. see, right. like in modern day football, if the Buffalo Bills beat, you know, the LA Rams, you know, you'd be like, what the hell? What in the hell is going on? But then if these guys see this, they could totally screw up the whole, you know.
Could you imagine if they were doing this, like, now? And they based well, they have, all their experience no. on Thursday night games and London games? Oh, my God.
So, and so the original game only had 12 of the 28, at the time, NFL teams. But this Tecmo Super Bowl, the game we're talking about, had all of the teams, all of the rosters, fully licensed NFL thing, except for
handful of QBs,
three quarterbacks: Jim Kelly, Randall Cunningham, and Bernie Kosar. Three guys, because I guess they didn't sign off on their likenesses to be in the game, so they don't have their names in the game. So there's Eagles QBs Randall Cunningham, and Bills QBs Jim Kelly.
Fuck him anyway.
They did do a good job on getting how the teams were good overall.
Oh yeah. Oh. No, you absolutely. You know,
and I mean, they,
you know,
Bo Jackson,
the scenario I just, you know,
right,
said that didn't happen.
Bo Jackson was like a beast at the time,
right? Yeah,
and I mean, they also well. There's like certain players in this game, like Bo Jackson, but also Barry Sanders is ridiculously good.
Yeah,
Thurman Thomas is really good. Jerry Rice is really good.
Joe Montana, obviously,
right?
Joe Montana,
Phil Simms, one of the better QBs in the game.
LT's in the game. Who's the guy for the Bills, the defensive guy? I forget what he is, but he's really good. Bruce Smith is really good. They've said that the developers have said that the best team overall is the Buffalo Bills in this game.
How times have changed.
Yes, certainly.
But also this game, so the way the plays work is, in the original, there were four plays in this game. Four plays, right? Or was it six
four
plays? Okay, so four plays. In this game, in Tecmo Super Bowl, there's eight plays. and you have to select the play that might match what your opponent is doing if you're playing two players, and then if you pick the right play, it mitigates the play. It just destroys it. I don't know if you can explain that any better than I just did.
I think you did a good job. I mean, if you want me to take a shot at it, I will.
Go for it.
I will, it's pretty much rock, paper, scissors, but like, you know, you're playing with four hands. Oh, that was pretty good.
Rock, paper, scissors, but you're playing with four hands.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, well, a lot of choices. All right. A lot of mystery, you know. With timeouts.
What do you like about this game? Why do you play it?
Tecmo Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You know, I like that it's it is kind of arcadey, you know. It has it does still have an element of football strategy to it, you know, especially the as like the modding community has kind of improved on it. But I mean, you know,
The what community?
The modding.
Modding. I thought that was your effed up way of saying Madden. Pardon me. Continue, sir.
But you know, there's still quite a for an arcade experience, I still feel like it is still a strategically sound and strong football game.
Yeah, I think it's also way better than the original, because the original...
Oh, absolutely. The original one's just too
simplified.
Yeah, it's simplified and like too fast.
Yeah.
You know, this is a little bit more of like a more deliberate pace.
In the original too, if you made a throw and you had you stood in front of the ball, if you were on the opposing team, you'd automatically intercept it.
Mm.
And I felt like that was a little bit too easy to do.
This, I think, has a lot of underlying numbers being crunched.
Yeah, there's like a lot of rolls. Like they're doing a lot of random number rolls.
Because if you go into like the player data section of Tecmo Super Bowl, it's like, you know, everybody has like a pretty involved stat line.
Yeah,
and attributes.
There's got to be a catching ability, too, because sometimes they'll just drop balls. If it's
There's the catching ability. I mean, like, you know, so I'm sure, like, you know, when you have someone that has, you know, a strong catching ability and, like, they're being covered pretty closely by, you know, corner, and I'm sure, like, you know, their stats are probably being computed against each other.
Right.
And, you know, like, and that's, you know, that's probably something that didn't really exist in Tecmo Bowl.
Right.
And I feel like that's, like, very Madden-esque type qualities that are coming into... this retro Nintendo
game. Tecmo Bowl, if you run a passing play and your opponent does not call the passing play that you call, you can just walk backwards as the quarterback as far as possible and just launch it.
Yeah, and it's not going to matter.
It's going to be an automatic catch.
And this is definitely, we were playing a game before this, and it's like, you know, I was playing as Kansas City, which had a pretty decent team at that point in time, but, you know, that QB can't really complete passes above 14, 15 yards. You know,
right.
You know, even like to wide open guys overthrowing them. You know, it's a good game. Attributes matter.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, and I mean, and we were talking about just how they were getting their players right in terms of what their attributes were. Bo Jackson in this game is like ridiculous.
In real life, he was ridiculous.
Yes, in real life,
he's true to life.
He did run up a wall when he played in the outfield at one point.
Yeah, dude. Let alone playing baseball and football in the same year.
Yeah,
you
crazy.
Know, and, yeah, and then you got. What did he like tore his thigh muscle, or he broke a bone or something, and he finished running, like, you know, like, you gotta be shitting me. The guy's running so damn fast that he tore a muscle or broke a bone or some bullshit. I forget what the fuck happened.
Right.
But it fixed itself while he's running. Like, what the fuck? That shit's...
I've never heard that story, but yes, I'll believe
it. No, there was a 40 for 40, or 30 for 30, whatever the fuck it is. I forget. You know, 30 for 30.
70.
Yeah, 80 for 80, uno. ESPN did a little ditty on fucking Bo Jackson, and that story was in there.
Yeah.
Remember Pro Stars, too?
Yeah.
Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky, and was it Michael Jordan was the other one?
Oh, yeah, yep.
That was like Saturday morning cartoon, Pro Stars.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a deep cut.
That's a trip down memory lane.
Yep.
Yeah, just thinking about the legacy of this game and how people are still playing it. And I know you mentioned there's a tournament There's actually multiple national tournaments. There's a big one that's in Madison, Wisconsin every year, and it's coming up on its 15th year this year.
Yikes.
Last year, there were 264 people who competed in it.
Yikes.
It's called the Madison Tecmo Super Bowl Championship. It's the big one.
Very prestigious.
ESPN.
In Madison?
Yes, in Madison, Wisconsin. ESPN did a documentary on it in 2012.
There was a
big, big community. There, as you mentioned, there's also the TecmoBowl.org where they update the rosters every year. On top of this, you still see today in modern popular culture a ton of shit around Tecmo Bowl.
Retro games are cool now.
Last year they did the, or I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but Bo Jackson did the car commercial where he was in Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a Family Guy episode where Peter was a Tecmo Bowl player in it.
I missed that.
Boy, yeah. I'm sure that was just the best.
Yes, I am not a Family Guy fan any longer after the first or second season.
Come on!
I don't want to get into this. not going to do it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, after the whole Stewie and Brian were in jail, or they got stuck in the bank or whatever the hell, that was like the end. That episode was like worthy of awards. Really? You guys haven't? You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm just talking about. I have no clue what you're talking about.
That's a great episode. But that was like the last, you know.
I mean, hurrah. I put it above Cuphead.
Well,
I'll put it above Cuphead.
Put it above fucking Tecmo Bowl, Cuphead, whatever the fuck.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but last week there was also a Miami Miracle Tecmo Bowl YouTube video that came out. Because fuck the Dolphins, but...
The Miami Miracle took me into the next round of my fantasy football playoffs.
So you like that?
Yep, sure did.
Not in your league, though.
Not in my league.
People are going to hate this episode because not only are we talking about sports, but if they ever find out that we're all New England Patriots fans, they'll fucking unsubscribe podcast.
After the Super Bowl not trying to throw us too off course, but after the Super Bowl last year, I relinquished my Patriots fan card and am now an NFL fan. And it's so much better when they lose. When they lose, I sit there and I just, like, I'm still kind of like, you know, like, what the fuck? But I look around the room and I just see the total disgust on everybody else's face. And it's like, I'm glad I don't feel like that anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm in the same boat.
So, before you join this boat over here, Chief, first off, that was the quickest heel to face turn we've ever had on this podcast, Dan. Because I just said that everybody was a Patriots fan. You come out and you say, I hate Patriots fans. Quickest.
Did I say I hate Patriots fans?
No. You just said you're not a Patriots fan anymore. So yeah. I just assumed that you hate Patriots fans.
Oh, no. I understand their pain because I lived it for, you know, a couple of...
Their pain?
Dude, when you're expecting when you're expecting greatness constantly and you constantly are getting your pants pulled down by people like Eli Manning and fucking, you know, Nick Foles, you know, let's get serious. We can't, you know, Tom Brady didn't do his job.
Right.
Tom Brady wanted to do Julian Edelman's job in the Super Bowl for some reason. That motherfucker can't catch a pass. And he's running around out there like he should. Like, oh no. And during Tom versus Time, he tells Edelman, that's not my job, that's your job. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady wants to be a fucking wide receiver. No, dude, you're 40 fucking one. Stop it. Yeah. Enough.
Yeah. Mr. 1,000 yards, though.
You're not a Patriots fan anymore either, Chris?
No, I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm ready for the Brady Belichick era to end.
Wow.
You know, I'm ready. I'm ready for that to come to a close.
I love Tom Brady, and I love Bill Belichick.
I do not love either.
I don't understand what's going on. You know, I don't like the drama.
Yeah,
for so long, there was no drama.
I'm ready.
It was just, we're going on to Cincinnati. You know, all this fucking bullshit. And now we don't get that. Now all it is like, ooh, you know, I want to sell my my workout plan. I like, if I drink more water, my muscles are good. And like, all this crap. It's like, come on, man.
Dan just is basically putting into words the way I feel.
I just root for laundry, so I don't really.
Yeah, just,
I don't
know.
If the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I'll be happy because I know how much my brother, my friends, my mom, I know how much they care, and I know how much it means to them. But I've checked out.
This is going to sound really bad, and this comes off as super privileged on my part. But
on all of our parts, dude. On all of our parts.
Listen to this. So I tell people this I work with people who are in Philadelphia, and last year it was really difficult because obviously what happened. But nevertheless, I tell them this, and this is coming from somebody who's lived in Boston for the past whatever, however, forever. But past 18 years in particular has been really good to us from a sports perspective. I tell them this. I say, if your team loses and your team wins, it's a great feeling. But after that win, if you immediately follow it up with more and more wins, it's going to end up not feeling as good every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like every time you
do. It's like the most recent Red Sox championship, dude.
Right.
You know, 2004 was unbelievable. It was amazing.
Right.
And then 2007, it was like, damn, that team was a wagon. 2013, nice little surprise. 2018, we're sitting here going like, all right, good, Dombrowski got it done, you know? And it's like, you're going to be shitting me, you know?
Yeah, and if the thing is, it's like, it's the build-up to a championship is what you really start feeling. So, you know, you're watching the team climb up, you're watching the team get better and better and better, and gradually they win a championship. If your teams win championships every year, doesn't feel as good.
Dude. When the Eagles won last year,
those people in Philadelphia went fucking crazy.
That kid ate horse shit in the street. That was the best. Dude, that instantly, like, I was like, okay, you know, the Patriots lost. I'm wicked bummed. But this kid just ate shit. Like, that's so great.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, listen.
It
so
was worth the loss for that kid to eat the shit.
For those of you that are listening across America, apparently this podcast, besides Mike, does not really endorse the Pats.
Ready to talk about John Madden's football in 1993. I know you mentioned too that you got into Madden when it was like PlayStation
era. Yeah, I mean, I did play Madden 93 and the other Maddens and whatnot.
So. I think it got huge when PlayStation 2 came out because that was one of the launched games.
You're right.
With Marshall Faulk on the cover. That version in particular, I think it was 2001.
Yeah, his last good year.
That was like when it was huge.
Do you know why it was his last good year?
Because the Patriots beat him in the Super Bowl.
Because there is a curse, a Madden curse.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about the Madden curse.
How can you do an episode about Madden where you don't talk about the Madden curse?
Yes. I don't know all the people who've been on the Madden cover, but yes, they all do frequently get injured.
Brady was on the cover, dude, and he fucking did all right.
I watched
he lost the Super Bowl.
I watched a pretty good YouTube video as a prep for this episode, and it is actually true. I would say maybe 80% of people who have been featured on... So the Marshall Faulk cover was not the first cover. That was the second cover.
Okay, yeah, because there was a guy from Tennessee who was on the cover.
Eddie George?
Yes, I believe so. That was the year of the miracle, Nashville miracle there, whatever 80, it was. 80%, Music City Miracle.
Smashville.
I would say about 80% of the people that have been on the Madden cover went on to either have, well, in the case of Vic, he got injured, but they went on to statistically have the worst years of their careers. After being on the Madden cover.
Didn't Michael Vick was on the Madden cover and did really well or something like that?
I think he was injured the year he was on the Madden cover.
Yeah.
But he was like super overpowered in that year's Madden.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah. And they just dumped him back in Madden 25. They put he was on what? 2000, when was he on Atlanta? 2004?
Yeah, something like
probably.
That. Yeah.
And they just put him in Madden 25 and they made him as fucking overpowered as he was in 2004.
So good. You can just
run. Legacy of Madden, he is the most overpowered character in the history of Madden. Go ahead. Yes.
But just to talk about this game, too, and speaking about your legacy characters from Madden 25, they included in John Madden 93 a bunch of classic teams. So, like, before 1993, what you would consider the best teams of all time were all included in Madden 93. So they had the 72 Dolphins that went undefeated. They had this 86 Giants, this 76 Oakland Raiders.
85 Bears.
85 Bears. 78 Pittsburgh. 77 Dallas. 82 Washington.
I was going to say, where's the Cowboys at from the 70s?
Yeah, 84 San Francisco, 49ers. And they had the all Madden greats. So, like, all of the greatest players of all time.
Wait, what year? What year, San Fran?
84.
84?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jerry Rice,
yeah.
Ronnie Lott was on that team, I think.
Yeah, that's a fucking, that's a bruiser of a team right there.
Yeah, so they were really greatest teams. But yeah, this game, in comparing these two games, and I played a bunch of games this morning on both of these, this game is way more of a simulation, it feels like, than an actual arcade game.
But that's, I mean, that's Madden's thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, I think that's probably actually why I probably didn't really like Madden as much when I was growing up, because it felt too much like a sim, as opposed to, like, Tecmo Bowl is a little bit more, I felt like, I mean, you know, the strategy is Tecmo Bowl, but, like, it does have a little bit more of an arcade-y feel.
Right.
But yeah, I think, you know, for the age that we were at, playing the Madden games.
If you wanted to get deep into a football game, you'd play a Madden game. This is, like, if you were playing with a buddy, you'd play a Tecmo Bowl game.
Right.
But the the history of Madden is fucking crazy. So they actually, the reason why John Madden is the guy, John Madden football.
John Madden football.
Is because Electronic Arts was based in San Francisco and in that area.
That tells you something.
And so Madden was coached Oakland. So they they hooked up. And Madden was like a huge part of this game.
What a history of coaches Oakland has amassed.
Yeah, right? Now. But yeah, so he was like a huge part of this game. He consulted on the look, the design. He gave them his old playbooks to write plays for this. That's why the plays are so in-depth. They'd bring him into the office and be like, what do you like about this? And he'd be like, that's not a fucking goal line play. This is a goal line play. And he'd yell at him.
That's not a goal line play because he didn't get into the end zone.
Watch this right here. Line play, he spins him around and all of a sudden, look, doink.
It is funny watching John Madden now, or not now, but so.
John Madden's alive.
I brought the Genesis copy out of Madden Football because I wanted to show you guys something. I think I found this at a thrift store. I never purposely went out and bought John Madden Football 93.
Right, right.
But look how big this thick-ass instruction manual is.
A lot of plays in there?
It's not plays. Actually, you get this.
Boom!
With it, which is a poster with all of the plays.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So all the plays on offense and all the plays on defense are on this.
That's it?
Yes, this is all the plays. What do you mean that's it? There's a ton of
plays
here.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is, you know, Sega Genesis, right? Yeah,
there's got to be at least 30 plays.
Oh, I didn't realize all those plays take up so much memory.
Well,
oh, I see. It's all schematics. It's all player stats. Yeah, player stats.
Schematics.
This is the last. So John Madden 93 was the last year that they didn't have a license ever. That Madden never had a license. They didn't have a license for the NFL teams. I don't think they had a license for the players either, which were two separate licenses back in the day. So they just had numbers and they were just the names of the teams. But yeah. So what else do we got here?
Well, a little page to write your scores down.
Yeah. Ooh, that's cute.
This was also the year that they introduced the ambulance coming on the field.
That is the best. Wow. That is the best. That is the true highlight of Madden.
Yeah.
When the ambulance comes on and runs over other players. God, that's so good.
I mean, that's a highlight. There's also the Madden commentary that's in it. There's like random things that'll say. It'll be like, where'd that truck come from? He'll feel that one tomorrow. He'll remember that guy's number whenever somebody gets hit. That happens. There's also weather in this game. So there's snow, rain, and there's wind. So again, it's adding to the simulation of this game.
Sure, yeah.
It's very much, there's no season mode in this, but there's a playoff mode so you can run through the playoffs.
Let's be real. What were you playing more at the time? Madden or NHL?
Oh, at the time?
Yeah, you're playing NHL
94.
Yeah, you're playing NHL.
Or 93, 94. Yeah, the two years.
Best.
Yeah.
The two best.
I mean, we'll have an episode where we just specifically talk about one of those games. Mm. So,
I think we could debate what's better between 93 and up to 95, I would say. Someone can make the outside case for 95. But I'm a 93 had blood, 94 did not, right?
Right, but 94 was a better game, I think.
Well, I'll see you at that episode.
Yeah, I mean, there will be a lot of people who want
Pistols at Dawn. Episode.
But yeah, the Madden 93 is just a very clunky game. The reason why I wanted to add this game to the list is because it was the game that really made the Madden series popular. There were two console Madden games before this. So there was John Madden Football, and there was John Madden Football on the Genesis and on the Super Nintendo. And then they made John Madden 93, the first year numbered one. And then they got into that sequence. And this was the one that really sold well.
Yeah.
So this was the first one that sold well. And it has such a legacy. I mean, now you're still playing Madden. I don't play it anymore.
That's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about legacy.
Because it's... right. So this, it sucks now. I'll just say that. I got out of it in, like, probably the end of the PS2 era.
I will say it does not suck now. I think it actually... I think Madden got at its best around 2011, the one that had Drew Brees on the cover. And but I feel like it has not changed all that much since 2011, and that's fine, because Madden.
Wait, what changed in the years prior to 2011 that you didn't think it got stale? Because I thought from like 2001 until now, there's not much that's changed.
No, I mean, I think starting with 2011, I think that's when they really hit their stride on, like, you know, good character movement.
Okay.
I think the play calling has really got streamlined there.
Has the AI gotten better?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it became a more the way the game should be.
Yes.
Like came into what it, in 2011.
Do they still do like QB vision?
No. That was a failed experiment. Come on. That was a 1 year thing.
That was
come
like
on.
2008, 2009 or something.
Yeah,
like
that was in the wilderness years.
Yeah.
But no.
Do you remember the Wii version where you had to pull up? Do you ever play the Wii version? You had to pull up the Wiimote to snap.
Listen, the mobile version, the iOS version, was better than the Wii version. But
the Wii should have stopped at bowling, and that should have been enough. You know, like the Tiger Woods was fun, but it was, you know, it was like a fucking workout. Who the fuck, you know?
Man went too far when he went Tiger Woods.
It
was a fucking workout.
But, I mean, you know, take it back to Madden. If you played Madden, there's no difference between Madden 2000, not a major difference between playing Madden 2011 and playing this year's Madden.
The teams and the players and the plays?
Yeah, you got to pay $60 to get those updated rosters.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, playing Madden 93, there's not much difference between Madden 93 and what's out now. It's basically the same game with just upgraded graphics, playbooks, etc. It's the exact same game.
Even John Madden looks the same.
he's ageless, Dan. I think that's a very oversimplified comment, Michael.
Okay.
But this gets into why I prefer the NCAA games.
Yeah.
Is because they have the addition of a bonus mode called Road to Glory, and that makes all the difference.
But didn't NFL, the Madden games, have the storyline thing last year?
That's stupid. No, that's like a bunch of QuickTime events.
I actually heard that was pretty good.
No, it's not good.
Okay.
So, but let me tell you about...
You are mistaken.
Let me tell you about Road to Glory, all right?
Okay.
All right. So Road to Glory, create your own character.
Okay.
They can be a running back, QB, wide receiver, or a tackle. Nope.
Well, that's the role I would want.
And... In the NCAA games, they have every state. You can say which your hometown. Every state's cities are represented, including our home city is represented. So, and you can play against every other city in your state for a full season. And as you're going, you're gaining experience.
Oh, so there's like a high school mode?
Yep.
Do they still make this game anymore?
No. They stopped in 2014.
Okay.
So you play an entire full season, including high school playoffs. And as you go, you're sending out your applications to colleges you want to be part of.
Jesus.
And colleges take an interest in you, and then you have a signing day where you choose which college you want to go to, and some of them will offer you, like, you can be a starter, you can be like a third string person. Like, so if you want to go to Alabama, like, you know, you're gonna come in going like, well, you're not even gonna fucking sniff the field in your freshman year, and you gotta work your way and you have to play practice every week. And you have to outshine the other running backs.
What a game, practice.
It's lots of fun. It's really good. And then you get in and you play games and you only play the snaps that you're in on.
So I played the
and you play a whole entire college year, and then I think when NCAA was active, you could take your NCAA character, you could import them into Madden.
You sound like somebody who would really enjoy the, like, manager series of games. Have you seen, like, Hockey Manager or Soccer Manager?
Yeah, no, I like this because, like, I like playing as running backs in the Road to Glory mode, and I think that's the most fun way to play.
I used to play NCAA games when it was on the PS2. I remember making teams, like colleges, and just replaying, running through a division. I thought that was pretty fun, but I don't play college games anymore. They made Madden games, but EA also made they make the college games.
Yep.
They made Bill Walsh's college football is what it was in the 90s, before it was the NCAA series of games. I feel like, and we're going to talk about it because us three share the common interest in wrestling, so I'll make this reference. Madden today has the same problem that the WWE has. They have an exclusive license with the NFL to make games, so they're the only ones who make NFL games, and consequently the only people who make football games. So yep. They have no competition
until the XFL comes out, brother.
Yeah, they have no competition to make in football games.
I hope you're ready. So the games are the same thing
every fucking year, and they suck. They just get stale, like the WWE product, which has no competition and gets stale.
Well, now there's like Madden Ultimate Team. And that's a cash grab, and like they're just, you know, they want you to spend all this money to make your sweet ultimate team. No good. No bueno. No, you're looking at me like you don't know Madden Ultimate
Team. Yeah, nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about, but we're talking about wrestling right now.
I know the concept of the ultimate team. You have to like play games, and you can unlock cards.
It's essentially football loot boxes. Yeah. It's Madden loot boxes. Right.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
Do people not play online, which is normal teams?
No, people do.
But
no,
they also do the ultimate teams.
Though. I think the ultimate team is like the hardcore people. Like, and you know, and I think I'm a very good Madden player. I think I could probably, in this room and everybody listening, I could probably whip their asses in Madden.
Can you give me a 20-second overview of what ultimate team is?
So kind of like how you kind of touched on, it's like you start off with kind of a generic team. Not a generic team. You start off with like a basic team, and you open up card packs, digital card packs with players with different stats. And you essentially either pay real world money, or in theory, you kind of gain experience to be able to buy more cards to essentially, you want to build a max out team at every single position.
Right. Yep. They do that with NHL games too.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So it's, that sucks. You did a good job. That was a good 20 seconds.
Right. No, hey, dude, I give you all the credit in the world. I thought it was going to be like, you know, just
him and haw.
Oh, hey, no him and haw in there. It's all right.
It was very good.
But as far as the WWE games go, I think you got to be, you know, really, really into these games in order to, keep buying them.
Right.
But you know what that is, though? That's Madden's legacy. Madden's Legacy was a football sim.
You're right.
A great football game you can play every year, but now Madden's Legacy has become what WWE 2K is.
Yep.
You gotta get this game that has, you know, minimal improvements from the year before, but some updated rosters and some other little bells and whistles to dangle the carrot.
Yeah, when did they buy the exclusive license, too? It's been almost like 10 years since they've had the exclusive license for the NFL.
Right.
So, yeah, when's the last
2K game?
Yeah, because that was like 2006 or 2007, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so they've just cranked these games out every year, and it has very minimal improvements. They have updated rosters, and sometimes they'll have like the single-player mode stuff, but just the same game over and over and over with like the hit stick or the QB vision or whatever it is this year.
How many copies do you think they sell? Is it like 500,000, 1,000,000?
Oh, no. They like sell millions.
Really?
Oh, yeah, every year.
So I think the real move is that like you buy the physical disc and then of Madden, and then when the new one comes out, you like usually video game stores offer like an extra boost on trade-in when the new Madden comes out. And so like the idea is that if you keep trading in last year's Madden towards the new year's Madden, you're probably buying the new year's one for like $20-$30 after a trade-in.
Those games, when the new game comes out, you trade in for like 50 cents.
No, but I'm talking about like there's like, you like GameStop like runs a promotion where like if you trade in, you know, Madden 17, or well, now it'd be Madden 18, like for like this 1 week period, we'll give you $20 for it. But you get it only if you are buying Madden 19. So it's like
such
that.
Such a scam. It's such a scam.
It's like.
Right. No wonder they're going out of fucking business, dude. These fucking bullshit. You know, it's just they sit there and just, you know, they take every fucking cent that you got, buying garbage. It, you know, brand new games, they're $10 more than they are at like fucking Target and shit, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like what this kind of boils down to. Madden started in the 90s as like the epitome of this is the great football simulator, and now in 2018 and whatever, it's kind of become the epitome of this is what's wrong with modern video games.
Right.
Like, and I think it's like, even if you look at the company, Electronic Arts, EA, who made it back in the day, like in the 90s and early 90s, everybody was like, oh, EA is great. They make great games. They do everything
that's really good. Yeah, then you really do good. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
And now they're like, everything that's wrong with the video game industry is what EA is.
Games are a service, Mike.
They make Mass Effect Andromeda. Oh, God. Did you ever play Mass Effect games?
No.
Oh,
well, dabbled, but no.
That game was awful. Really. But yeah, they did the Star Wars Battlefront games with the loot boxes, where the first game you could play as all the heroes immediately, and then you couldn't play as any of the heroes in the second game for some reason until you found them in loot boxes.
Yeah, you know, the first Star Wars Battlegrounds game was pretty good, you know?
Battlefront, right?
Battlefront, yeah. Sorry.
We gotta be on point with that.
Yeah,
there's two so very many different games. You know, something.
That was a bad game. That was a fun game, you know. And then right. They said, you know what? You had so much fun playing this game that was like maybe a little bit overpriced. Well, fuck you. We're gonna make it a little bit more overpriced and give you even less.
And it's like a mobile game. It's like $60, and it's basically like you have to play for 30 hours to unlock one hero, Darth Vader.
No,
so
dude, the kid I worked with was talking about that exact thing. He's like, you know. God forbid you get to play as Luke Skywalker or Han Solo, you know?
I don't want to play for 50 hours to play as Luke Skywalker. Right. Sorry.
That's like, you know, you got to play Madden for 50 hours to play as Alex Smith, and then, like, you know, his fucking leg goes through his lung, and then next thing you know, he's got an infection, and he's out forever.
I couldn't lose a boner faster when you said you have to play a video game for 50 hours to play as Alex Smith.
Well,
oh, my God.
You know? You don't want to default to Mark Sanchez.
Holy fuck. So. Dude, is that who would be a generic guy that you get on the first Ultimate Team? Who's your quarterback?
Oh, God. Who was it? Because I did it once, and it was just like... Because it comes from, like, multiple different years.
Okay.
You know, I probably got, like... With my fucking
Dante
luck...
Call, Papa.
I was going to say I probably got, like, fucking Chad Henne or something like that. Or, like, you know...
Chad Henne.
Jake Lockett or something. You know, like...
Chad Pennington. He was actually pretty good at
one Chad Pennington? Chad Pennington wasn't bad.
All right. Well,
yeah, no, he had like two good seasons.
What we do here on this podcast, and one of the reasons why we have this podcast, is we're making our endless list of video games.
Wait. Before we get there.
Yes.
Who is your go-to team in Madden or Tecmo Super Bowl?
In Tecmo... I don't really have a go-to team.
Yeah, no one cares.
I would say that...
I'm trying to bring up some topics.
I would say that I had a soft spot in my heart back in the day, in the 90s, before the Patriots were good, and I watched the Buffalo Bills go to 3 Super Bowls and lose. I loved the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
So I'd play as the Buffalo Bills.
Listen, you know, I played as San Fran because it was like, oh, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I used to be Denver and Blitz.
Denver.
Did you ever play the NCAA games? Either of you?
When I always played the NCAA games, I'd just play as teams that I made myself.
Oh.
Like creative teams. Oh. Who's your team? Who's your go-to?
An NCAA?
Yeah.
Minnesota Gophers, baby.
The Golden Gophers.
Go Gophers.
I
adopted them as my college team, and every year I go, why did I do this to myself? Although, bowl eligible this year.
They beat Wisconsin this year.
That was, you know, since I've become a Golden Gophers fan, that was...
My brother-in-law and my father-in-law were there.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're Wisconsin fans, huh?
Yeah.
Did they take their horses home that night?
Oh, I'll tell you what they didn't take home. They didn't take home Paul Bunyan's axe that night. No, because the Gophers took that back, and they became bowl eligible.
So maybe I should be a Badger fan. So I could get into college football now.
Listen.
Because I have an antagonist.
In the Big Ten, especially, they play for gimmicks all the time in the Big Ten. Minnesota plays Michigan for the brown jug.
Oh.
They play Iowa for a bell. They play Wisconsin for the axe. Oh, they play for gimmicks. It's so it's football and wrestling merged together. It's fantastic.
You win this big joke.
Unfortunately, I adopted a very mediocre college team as my team. Yeah. But you know, they're looking bright. Yeah, youngest team in America.
You want them to be
youngest team in America. They're underdogs.
You want, as we discussed earlier, you want to watch the climb. You don't want to see the tippity top.
It's you the climb.
You want to see you want to invest. You want to slowly invest in something so that eventually you get a payoff Because if you had an instant payoff, you're not going to feel good about
it. It's like wrestling, right? With the gophers, it's the chase.
Everything's
it's the chase.
Everything's the like chase. Wrestling.
You know what the gophers are? For wrestling fans, they're like Dolph Ziggler from like 6 years ago. That's what they are.
They're Daniel Bryan when he had the monster video.
Oh, I can't wait till the gophers become
it's
become
good. It's good.
When the so go good. When the gophers like just become the most dominant Big Ten team, and then they start shitting on people for the cars they drive.
I've flown over the stadium before. I've never been in it.
No,
you can see from above the logo and the Minnesota in the stands. It's pretty cool.
Hmm. So what I'm saying is I hope the Gophers eventually stay underdog baby faces long enough to become current day heel Daniel Bryan.
They will never get to the point of heels because they're from Minnesota. But not
Minnesota nice, baby. Minnesota nice.
Let's get to our list. So we have our endless list of games. We're adding two games for the first time ever to our list. It currently stands at 15 different games, ranging from The Legend of Zelda to Contra Hardcore, number 15. I won't go through the whole list currently, but you can go in the description of this podcast. There will be a link to the official rankings of all the games. But let's add two games to the list here. John Madden Football 93 and Tecmo Super Bowl. Where do you guys think, in your minds, I have some idea where I think they should go, but where do you think, let's start with Tecmo Super Bowl. Actually, no, let's start with the one that's probably going to go lower, John Madden 93. Where do you guys think John Madden Football 93 goes on this list?
Low.
Dead last.
Yeah.
Dead last.
I'd probably put it above Contra Hardcore.
Do you think it goes above Paperboy?
Core or Hardcore?
No, I enjoy Paperboy more.
Yeah. No, you know, if we were talking about the Madden franchise as a whole,
yeah,
it'd be a lot higher.
That's the problem with ranking the Madden games, is there's a game every year.
If we're doing Madden 93, though, there's still a babe in the woods, you know.
Right.
They haven't found their way out yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think they go that high.
So, okay. I am with you. So let's talk. Dan, where do you think they should go?
Last.
Where do you think they should go? Chris.
I mean, I'd put them at 14. And which I would bump Paperboy to 13. So I'd put them above Contra Hard Corps.
Okay.
Them. It. Above.
I'm going to make them go. I think that this game, yeah. The argument I'd see with this game is that it has a legacy, but there's so many different ones that we really haven't. Maybe we should pick one that goes higher eventually, but I don't think that this is the game.
Right.
Tecmo Super Bowl, like I said, there's a whole modding community and tournaments take place around the country with a Tecmo Super Bowl game that has not essentially changed since its release.
Right. So that's a different game, and we're going to get to
Madden Madden, you know, it took, like, for Madden to really be as relevant as it is to this day, took about 15 years after the release of 93.
Right. So maybe, yeah. You know what? Let's put John Madden at last. John Madden Football 1993.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
We're going to put that at number 16. So we have a new last game, which is always exciting. Because Contra Hardcore has been last since the very beginning of this podcast.
John Madden walks and goes, well, I guess we didn't score as many points as Contra Hardcore, so I guess we're last now.
So John Madden Football 1993 comes in at number
16. I just don't know why the Patriots are trying to go for it right now.
It's actually number 17. I was going to talk about that, but that is not, we're not going
to
go there.
Right, we're not here to slander, you know, the good name of John Madden.
Who's still alive, by the way.
Who is still
alive.
We're not going to slander John Madden, who we spend 5 minutes trying to figure out if he's actually alive or dead or not.
So let's talk about Tecmo Super Bowl. We're going to add Tecmo Super Bowl to the list. I'm gonna throw out here. So if you look at this list, the way the list is formulated, I look at it by categorization, right? So I look at it by, if I look at it by NES games, I could probably put this in where I think it is on that list. And I think it goes above River City Ransom in terms of how good it is. I don't know if it's...
It goes above Cuphead, if that's what you're going to say.
Yes, probably. I think it actually goes at number four.
That's exactly where I was targeting it.
Where do you think, Dan?
Doesn't go above Metroid to me.
No, it doesn't go above Metroid. I think Metroid invented a genre, and I still think that that's a good game to play.
I think Tecmo Super Bowl invented Madden, essentially.
it's such a different take.
It's a different take, but you know, it created the market. I think.
I don't know about that. I think it's a very important game. I think it's still fun to play.
Again, pistols at noon.
I don't know about that.
Where do you think Danny goes?
God, I'm certainly not going to put it as high as you guys. I would certainly put it somewhere between the 9 and 12 range. I enjoy Star Fox 64, Mortal Kombat, Final Fantasy, River City Ransom are all better. Metroid, you know, come on. Obviously, you know, you got Cuphead and, you know, whatever.
I think you have personal preference.
Exactly.
So, but I think you recognize how widespread liked, how well liked this game is.
Sure, but compared to Mortal Kombat and Star Fox, and you know, if I look at I can make an argument for almost anything on that board.
Right.
But
tell me what number you put it at.
10.
Put it at 10.
All
right. What's 4 + 4 + 10?
That 18. Would be.
What's 18 divided by 3?
That would be 6.
It's be six.
Six.
So you're saying that we should put Tecmo Super Bowl at 6.
If you, hey, you know, this ain't my fucking list. You know, this list is going to get all dicked up in a couple of fucking weeks.
It's all of our list.
Yep.
Oh, I cannot wait to the reordering of the list episode.
If you wanna,
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, the round table of jackasses.
Because you had a bunch of other Yahoos on here on these other weeks, so they came in and they go, oh, Cuphead's going to be 4.
If you want to put it above Cuphead,
Mortal Kombat's going to be 8. You know? Cuphead's more important than Mortal Kombat.
In the grand scheme of all video games, 4 to 6 isn't that different.
Also, Hotline Miami is more important than No Mercy. Ninja Gaiden?
I don't think it's more important. I just think it's important. I don't know about importance as a factor.
How many kids went to wrestling school because of No Mercy?
I don't know.
How many?
Not that many.
Yeah, they were all like fat nerds.
Don't slander Brian Milanes.
No Mercy inspired me.
Chaotic wrestling. People, check it out. local indie.
Gave you Sasha Banks.
Yeah, gave you Sasha Banks. Mercedes KV.
Yep. Yeah.
And
the War Raiders.
Dan, we'll let you decide. Where do you think it should go? You put it on the list, because I think you know where we are. Just
6.
I want you to be happy. 6? Yeah. Okay. We'll push TIE Fighter down. I'll go in at 6.
It's fine.
Okay. I've recently played River City Ransom and Metroid, number 5 and 3, and, you know.
River City Ransom's a good game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a good game. I sat here for a few weeks and realized, like, what the fuck? I never played that game. So I acquired it, and, you know, I went to town a little bit, and, you know, it belongs where it belongs.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we've got 6 will be the Tecmo Super Bowl, and number 17 will be John Madden. 1993.
I'm gonna put Cuphead as 1 when we read it, just to fuck it all up, just to be the dick.
I've been thinking about how we'll format that, because that's still like probably 3 or 4 months out.
Right.
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
I think that what we'll do is we'll have people nominate a game. We'll go around the table. People nominate the game, and we'll talk about it. And we'll have like it'll only be like 5 or 6 games that we want to move around. Just so it doesn't get fucking crazy.
Hey, to each their own.
So, I mean, the big one will be Cuphead. And then it will be, you know, I kind of want to see River City Ransom go.
I got to play Cuphead. I don't know what can I play it on? Is it Xbox?
Xbox One and PC.
I think it's, I mean.
I got to watch people play Cuphead on YouTube then.
It's just, not the 4th greatest game of all time.
Right. I don't think so either. It's got to be reshuffled out of
there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Cuphead.
I'm pretty happy with the list, aside from 4 and 5, in myself particular.
I agree. Maybe River City is a little high where it's at right now.
But, I think TIE Fighter is high compared to Mortal Kombat and Star Fox, you know?
Because I feel like TIE Fighter paved the way for Star Fox, I think.
Yeah, and I like that game is also one of the best Star Wars games. Yeah. And there are so many, if not the best Star Wars games, and there are so many Star Wars games.
Double Dragon, dude. You should do an episode in Double Dragon and get fucking River City Ransom moving down the fucking list a little bit.
I don't know if Double Dragon's a better game than... I think it's a more important game.
I think River City Ransom more than Double Dragon. Well,
made by the same company.
Yeah, Double Dragon, the Double Dragon, Jimmy and Bimmy have a cameo in River City Ransom.
Is it Jimmy and Bimmy, too?
No, I think they correct the names.
There's like the Dragon Brothers or something, I think that's what they call it. But yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you next week when we discuss Laser Suit Larry.
We should do that at some point. I want to do every game.
So. How about Lester the Unlikely?
Oh, man.
Next week, we're going to do Pluck for Super Nintendo.
Dude, that's like one of those games you'd rent from, like, you know.
Pluck? I own Pluck.
Me and my brother Joe were very close when we were younger, and we'd always collaborate on our rentals. And we'd get, like, Booger Man and fucking Lester.
A pick and flick adventure?
Dude, we'd get shit like that. And, you know, we'd just laugh all fucking weekend.
I will say that, like, Earthworm Jim is one of those games, and that game's dope.
Yeah.
I beat that game last
year. Well, I think I got, like, my parents used to buy me, like, Super Nintendo games. Like, they would buy, like, 2-3 Super Nintendo games, like, for Christmas. And it was, like, I remember, like, one year. It was,
Mr. Rich over here getting 2 or 3 Super Nintendo. I'd get one. If I got 2, I'd be, like, jizz in my pants.
I had 3 brothers, and we got 1.
I think I only had 1 brother at the time, or at least I was the only one who could play video games, because Max wasn't old enough. But I still remember, like, that year, I was, like, you know, I went through, like, it was games that... that asked for, and then randomly Plock was in there, and I had never heard of Plock. I had never played Plock.
Yeah, we were talking about this during the Paperboy episode. It's the phenomenon where a game just showed up, and how did it get here?
But I don't think I know anybody else who owns Plock or has ever played Plock, but like I don't know if you ever actually played Plock, but it's actually like pretty fun.
They were probably like 50% off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it was, but like I remember going, "What the fuck is this?" And I ended up like playing the shit out of it because it was actually a really fun game.
Have you found your games yet?
No.
But anyways, thank you so much, Dan, for coming on. Thank you so much, Chris.
Pleasure
to give
be here.
A special thanks to Dos Chikini Jr. for the music.
So as Dos Chikini's advocate, he wanted me to pass on. You can go to soundcloud.com/Dos Chikini Jr. DosCecchinijr. DosCecchinijr.
Very good. You can
which
also
will be rebranded to DC Junior in 2019.
That sounds better. But yeah, you can also follow us on the Twitter machine. It is at It's So Bad Pod on the Twitter. It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, if you want to request a game, I'd love to do a request out there from the audience. So you can always email
Spot
us
for the NES.
Oh, that game is terrible. You can also tweet at us. Also.
That might be like episode like 405.
Spot. We're running out of NES games. We're doing a lot of NES games. But thank you guys so much for coming on
Smash
and doing
TV.
This. And we will do Smash TV someday. But we will be back in 2 weeks with another episode.
Booger Man.
Probably not Booger Man. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something in 2 weeks. Thanks so much for listening.
Pac-Man World.